Intermedia. Das Medienmagazin mit Wolf Harrand.
Hi, I'm Oscar Echo One Whiskey Hotel Charlie, Wolf Harrand, host to Radio Austria International's weekly communications and media magazine Intermedia in our German department. Here is an unedited version of a phone interview we recorded Wednesday the 26th of April at 11 Zulu with Glenn Johnson, Whiskey Zero Golf Juliet, immediately before his departure to Bhutan. Now listen to that interview. Glenn, my first question is, and I hope I don't seem unpolite, you do not belong to that big guns that go from one expedition to the other. So how did you get a chance to join the Bhutan team?
Very interesting. I've been a DXer since I was a teenager, and I've always been interested in chasing countries. I have 345 countries confirmed, and I have Andaman and North Korea yet to go. But I'm an orthopedic surgeon, and we have an organization called Orthopedics Overseas, which is very similar to Doctors Without Borders. And Orthopedics Overseas does volunteer work, mostly teaching in third world countries. And just a few years ago, a position opened up in Bhutan, and I applied for the job. And I'll be assigned, my family and I, to Bhutan in January of 2001 and January of 2003, teaching at the National Hospital for a month's time. And it just almost coincided with the passing of the new telecommunications law, which now authorizes amateur radio. So that's where my interest in Bhutan started, with Orthopedics Overseas.
Yeah, I see. I understand it was quite difficult to obtain that license. I mean, we've been trying ourselves for a couple of years, and I know what Jim Smith did. So there must have been a lot of things going on behind the scenes.
I would say yes and no. Jim Smith did a lot of good work for us in the last 10 to 15 years, laying a lot of the groundwork for us. He operated there in 1990, and Zoro Miyazawa operated in 1995. And there were a couple small other operations scattered in between. But getting amateur radio authorized was, in those days, was a major undertaking. But now, with the new legislation, it makes it much easier. However, the licensing is very closely tied to obtaining a visa. Bhutan allows only about 2,300 visas to foreigners issued a year. And it's a little difficult to get the visa, but once you have the visa, the new regulations almost make it a rubber stamp to able to get an amateur license to operate. So it's much, much easier now than it was 30 days ago. You know, the new regulations were only law just less than 4 weeks ago. And 4 weeks ago, the expedition was just a dream. I talked to someone in the Ministry of Communications the day before the regulations passed, and he told me, call back in 48 hours and we'll have more information. And I did that, and my plan was to have myself and my 14-year-old son go for just a two-man expedition with small radios, some wire antennas, or vertical, and we were making plans just to do that when it was suggested to me that I gather a group of individuals of, say, a dozen or so to put on a major D expedition. And so I took the ball and ran, and I tell you, in 3.5 weeks, we have done an amazing thing, I think. We've assembled a world-class team, and the logistics were just phenomenal. Getting everything coordinated. All of our equipment left 10 days ago. We had to get equipment from sponsors, donors, We really ended up buying very little. A lot of it was donated by individual hams, by companies. ICOM America donated seven ICOM 756 Pros, and they arrived. In fact, we had to wait for them to get back from the Clipperton Island de-expedition. They were in the they arrived at ICOM USA on Friday morning, and by Monday afternoon, they had all been cleaned up, tuned up, and were on their way to me. And by Wednesday, they were on their way to Bhutan. So ICOM America really did a lot for us in getting things going, you know, fast turnaround time. So the logistics have just been a whirlwind. I have a full-time, more than a full-time job as a physician. Oh, and I tell you, this, I would come home and I'd be on the computer and email organizing things until oftentimes 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's been a real whirlwind, but so far everything has gone well. I just now got a just moments ago got a confirmation that our cargo is first in line to be loaded on the there's actually two cargo flights a month into Bhutan by Druk Air, and our cargo has priority for the flight on this Saturday. Last night I got a faxed copy of everyone's license, and we have a special call sign for the group, and so we're all set to go. Two of us have already left in the group. I leave in 24 hours, and most leave within a day or two after that, and we're going to meet in Bangkok. Originally, we had hoped to operate from May 1 to May 14, but there's a festival month, festival time in Bhutan in April, and there were no seats available by the time our visas were approved on the April 30th flight to get us in on May 1st. So we have three people arriving through India on May 1st, and then the rest of us arrive May 2nd. And all of our equipment will be delivered to our hotel before we arrive, and we hope to be QRV or on the air literally within moments of this time as we speak on May 2nd. May 2nd is a holiday, and so the government offices are closed, and we were told that we'll have to have an inspector inspect the station before we can go on the air. And just the last email I read, just 30 seconds before the phone rang, was from our contact in Bhutan that they have arranged to have an inspector be present on the holiday.
That's absolutely great. So you're jumping at the opportunity, and I can imagine what a thrill it must be for all of you, and particularly for all of us. I understand you have some restrictions to obey.
Yes, we have the maximum power output is 120 watts, and that limits us. And, you know, literally anyone, even you, could Now, apply for a visa. It has to be a tourist visa, and you must have what's called a tour operator or tour guide, even if you don't do any touring of such of the country. But the law is tied that is written such that you have to be tied to a tour operator and pay the daily visa fee. In Bhutan, visitors have a daily visa fee. It's roughly $250. Plus, there's a fee for the license. Our licenses cost us $300 apiece, plus the $250 a day visa fee. And if you can meet that criteria and have your visa approved, you can come and operate with just a shoestring or just a wire antenna or a small vertical. Druk Airlines, the only way to get into the country except by road through backwoods India, limits each person to 20 kilograms of luggage. So you can imagine, I was on the Heard Island expedition. We had 39 tons of equipment. Well, we're doing this with 39 kilos of equipment. Well, a little more than that. We had 807 kilograms of equipment air freighted into. Right now it's sitting in Bangkok, but it's first on the plane for Saturday.
Glenda, there's a tiny little bit information which perhaps you might give us the call sign.
I won't tell the call sign until we go on the air.
Okay, Glenn, have you met the other people of the? Have you met the other team members before? Will you meet there for the first time?
I've met about half of the team before. Six of the team members were on the Heard Island de-expedition, and several I've met other places. I've been communicating not once or twice daily, but sometimes 10 or 12 times daily by internet, by email. And I feel, even for those I have not met, I feel like I know them because I know how they talk and act and respond to things. So I've met half the team. I had two or three people help me assemble the team who, there was one gentleman who was going with us, but unfortunately his wife became very, very ill. Just about a month ago, just as we were starting to organize this, and I literally picked my half of the team from the Heard Island and from some other operations I've been on, and he picked the other team that I've been on the expeditions with him. So between the two of us, we knew all the team members very well, but unfortunately this one gentleman just could not go because of his wife's medical problems, but he's supporting us and behind us all the way.
Okay, Glenn. There is one good tradition. We always invite our listeners to donate towards those the expeditions, and I suppose you wouldn't mind if a few green bucks arrive. Where would our listeners have to send their donations?
The best place is to my home call sign, Whiskey Zero Golf Japan, W0GJ, Glenn Johnson. And my address is 14164 Irvine, I-R-V-I-N-E. And my city is Bemidji. It's Bravo, Echo, Mexico, India, Delta, Juliet, India, Bemidji, Minnesota. That's Mike November, 56601 USA. And we have a special bank account just for this de-expedition where we pay our bills and shipping, and anything donated would go to that. Until just a day or two ago, we said, and I'll still say it if anything happens, but if any donations, we keep a record of everything, and if the expedition does not come off, all funds will be returned, but it looks like there's nothing stopping us now.
Okay, Glenn. So all we can do from our side now is just to say thanks for all the efforts you took. Have a good journey. Have a nice, have a good, have a successful expedition. And we are really looking forward to our SCED with the Bhutan station live on the air for our listeners worldwide.
Sounds good. Yeah, the Heard Island expedition was called the de-expedition of the century, but that was the last century. And our goal with our operators and our equipment, even though we have a 120-watt power limit, we've tried to make up for it with an unbelievable location, at least with a shot into Europe and North and South America, and with our antennas. So we want to try and make up for our power with our location antennas, and we hope with our lineup to make this the expedition of this century.
Glenn Johnson, Whiskey Zero Golf, Juliet, if you're interested in our program and in our coverage of the Bhutan and other de-expeditions, just follow the link on this homepage to our frequency schedule and all the other information. 73s from Wolfhard and Oscar Echo 1, Whiskey Hotel Charlie, Radio Austria International in Vienna.